The animation opens on a playground. Three wireframe icons float above it, a person on a rotating platform, a spinning sphere, and a hurricane symbol. At the center sits an old playground merry-go-round. It's a 5-meter-wide circular platform low to the ground, divided into 6 wedge-shaped sections by handrails that run from the center to the rim. It rotates slowly. Our viewpoint shifts. Now we stand on the ground looking slightly down at the near edge of the rotating platform. It turns clockwise so that the near side moves left to right. This ground view is our inertial frame. A set of 3 launch tubes appears on the segment rotating into view. They fire balls horizontally across the platform. In this inertial frame, each ball travels in a straight line. The path is marked with a chain of X marks. The next segment moves forward carrying a single launcher aimed towards the center. When it fires, the ball's initial velocity combines the push from the launcher and the platform's left-to-right motion beneath it. The path still appears as a straight line, again marked with the X marks. In the following segment, that same setup repeats, but now small dots appear on the platform itself, showing the ball's path relative to the rotating surface. The dots start in the launcher's aim direction, but curve to the viewer's right. The important point, the relative motion bends to the right compared to the ball's velocity. The next segment carries a launcher midway between the rim and center, aimed rightward, along the direction of spin. The inertial X-marked path is straight, but the relative dotted path bends outward toward the rim, again curving to the right relative to the ball's velocity. The next segment shows a launcher near the center aimed radially outward. The X-path is straight, but the relative dotted path bends towards our left. Even so, relative to its initial aim, it still curves to its right. The next segment shows a launcher midway out, aimed leftward, opposite the spin. Its straight X path contrasts with the dotted path that bends inward towards the center. And again, the relative path curves right from its start direction. The next segment shows 4 launchers at once, one near the rim aimed inward, one on the left aimed rightward, one near the center aimed outward, and one on the right aimed leftwards. All point towards a common center. When the balls are launched, only the relative dotted paths appear, and all 4 balls make right-hand turns along their paths. Together, the net effect is to form a counterclockwise circulation. The next segment repeats with a 4 launcher setup, but now each launcher fires outward from a common center. The relative right-hand turns now combine to form a clockwise circulation. Our perspective shifts onto the platform itself. We now stand on the rotating surface near the center, looking down at the segment in front of us. This perspective is the non-inertial rotating reference frame. Four inward-aimed launchers appear. When launched, the ball's relative inward paths all make right-hand turns, producing a net counterclockwise circulation effect from this rotating viewpoint. The launchers disappear and are replaced by 4 outward-aimed launchers. When launched, the ball's relative outward paths make right-hand turns, producing a net clockwise circulation effect from this rotating viewpoint. The scene transitions to space. A sphere floats before us. We're told the launch balls will be constrained to travel along the sphere's surface. 3 launchers appear on the sphere, to our left, firing at slightly different angles but rightward. When fired, the balls follow great circle paths, the spherical version of straight line motion. A grid appears on the sphere, revealing rotation. A narrow cylinder marks its axis. We view it from above the mid-latitudes, looking slightly down. The sphere rotates counterclockwise from our viewpoint. Four inward-aimed launchers appear on the surface. Their inertial paths follow great circles, while the dotted relative paths make right-hand turns, forming counterclockwise circulation on the rotating sphere. A second set of four inward-aimed launchers appear. Their relative right-turning paths reappear. Surface markings fade in, revealing Earth. This circulation represents the counterclockwise spin of large, low-pressure systems like hurricanes in the northern hemisphere. A cluster of outward-aimed launchers appears next. Their right-curving relative paths produce a clockwise circulation representing the flow pattern around large, high-pressure systems. Our viewpoint shifts downward to a position below or south of the planet. Our focus is on the southern hemisphere. Viewed from below, the Earth now rotates clockwise about its south pole. Four inward-aimed launchers appear. The relative paths all curve left, producing a clockwise circulation for southern hemisphere large, low-pressure systems. This circulation is the same as the direction of the observed rotation direction for this hemisphere. A final set of outward-aimed launchers fires. Their relative paths also curve left, producing a counterclockwise circulation typical of large, high-pressure systems in the southern hemisphere.